Also wenn der Mishnah in Yudam Aral, Pyrus Olei Osadim mit Neachama, Otachtera mit Nehaneshev, you put a sheet over the schach in order to shield it from the sun, or under the schach in order to catch the leaves that are falling off, shouldn't fall into your soup. O Shapiris Agabi Hakinuf, or you put a sheet over the bedpost. We'll see there's three kinds of beds. Avoporis Agabi Naklite Hamita. Kinuf is where the four bedposts come around the whole bed, and you put a sheet over the top, and it's, first of all, it's kavu in the bed, and the kinuf, and it's, it covers the whole area over the bed. It's a, what's it called? Like a roof over the bed. Naklite hamita is where you only have two bedposts in the middle, and it's like a tent. And it forms a, like a canopy over the bed that doesn't have a top. It just comes to a point at the top. Okay. Surashi. A nesher, shallow you all in the kismin noshim ashukhano, that the leaves that's from the schach shouldn't fall on your table. So you put a net, like, to catch it, on the, a sheet to catch it under the schach. The sodden dover makabel tumahu, posel the schach. A sodden is makabel tumah, it's a beget, and a mela it's posel the schach. Like we learn later on, the schach has to be something that's not makabel tumah. Even though this grows from the ground, the sodden is made from materials that grow from the ground, but it's makabel tumah. O shapiris agabi kinuf kolomu afilu lo pirsum mehanesher elalanoi al mitoso. You didn't put it to catch things or whatever. You put it just as a nice decoration over your bed. Agabi kinuf hein dalid kundesim ledalid ragli hamita. The four bedposts around the four corners of the bed. And they're high. Umeiniach lunosos mizu vizu agabei in uporis aleim sad. And you put poles on top of these posts, like a frame, and you put a sheet over the top of the frame. The urchiko min aschach, and it's under the schach, far away from the schach. The hash to lo mishum esachik b'dom ha-kabal tumah. This is not the schach. Nifsalo dolav l'schuchei shot from schach. You didn't put it there for schach. So there's another reason why it's possible. We'll get to that when we get to the Gemara. Psula, mishum de'eno yoshe b'sukkah. So actually the psul is that you're not sitting in the tzel of the sukkah. You're sitting under a different ohel. The ohel mafsik b'neiah. This is an ohel that's mafsik between you and the sukkah. Avopori su agabe nakliti amita she'enam ela shnayim. The nakliti amita go in the middle of the hein yotzim be'emtza amita. They go from the middle of the bed. Echam nilamashosel ve'echam l'ragleah. One at the head of the bed and one at the foot. The nosin klunosos mizelizeh. And they put a pole on top of these bedposts. And you put a sheet over that, and it comes to a point at the top, and it's like a canopy on both sides. Since it comes to a point at the top, and we pass in the chipue oelim is not considered an ohel, the sides are not considered an ohel, and the top doesn't have a tefach, and therefore you're not sitting under another ohel, right? Then, just to make it easier to understand how it could be that you could be sitting under a sheet and still be considered in the sukkah. Nice if you have your covers, you're sleeping with covers on, and you put your head under the covers, you're still in the sukkah. Because the covers are buckled to you. So anything that doesn't form a legal ohel is like covers. Right? So you and your cover is in the sukkah. But if it forms a legal ohel, then it's a problem. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss. Or if it's on the schach and mevatel the schach. Now Rashi, Tosus says, Rashi learns that what's it called, that when you put a sheet on the schach, even if the schach itself would be kosher without the sheet, still it's possible because the sheet is possible and it possels all the schach. Okay, it's mevatel the schach kosher. Tosus learns, no. We had before the same kind of thing. If you have enough schach to be tilsa miruba mechamsa, the schach by itself is kosher, the sheet will not be mevatel the schach. And therefore the schach is good, and the schach posel is bottle. This is not relevant. The only case, our case, where you put the sheet on top of the schach is where without the sheet, the schach wouldn't be kosher. It's only kosher because of the sheet. Or the Rabbeinu Tam says, if you didn't put the sheet there, the sun would dry out the schach and it would be not enough schach. Because you put the sheet, the sun now won't dry out the schach and it'll be okay. So the only way this schach is kosher is because of the sheet. Then it's possible. Tosus holds that if there would be good schach without the sheet, right, the sheet wouldn't passel it. And according to Rashi, the sheet will passel even good schach, since it's put up there, we'll see, to serve a purpose like schach, or to serve the schach, that passels. Now, see, it's over and under. The first case where for the sun, it's over the schach, and the other case, it's under the schach. Doesn't make a difference. Om Rav Chisda, lo shanu el mitnei ha-nesher. If you put the sheet there as a decoration to the schach, it's kosher, because then it's a bottle to the schach, and it doesn't passel the schach at all. It says you put it up there to catch the droppings. Mashmah, if you put it up there to decorate the schach, it'd be kosher. So what's the chiddush? The Mishnah itself says the reason why you put it up and why it's possel. Mal d'seima, hu adin v'afil l'nosa. And I might have thought that even if you put it up there for decoration, it's possible. I hide the tani with mehanesher urcha the milsek tani. Right, Mishnah just is giving you one example of why people normally put sheets on their schach, right? Either because of the sun or to catch the droppings. Kamash malah, no, that it's dafka. Only if you put it up for that reason. But if you put it up in order to decorate the schach, it's kosher. Rashi lo shanu el mehanesher the shavi schach lohagin. Because then when you put it up, you're putting it up also as a protection. So it has a din of schach, and it's schach posel. So schach posel, posel schach kosher. Hilkach mifsel mishum mekabel tumah. Avalina osa, ein shem schach oleha. It's not called schach, you're not putting it up. You're putting it up to serve the schach. But you're not putting it up as a schach, as a shade. Putting it up for a different purpose completely. So then it's not schach posel, the posel schach kosher. It's not schach posel at all. And some people hold that the reason is not because this schach passes the other schach, but because you have two schachs. The efsha. Rashi says that's impossible. Then it should come out that according to Rav Chisda, you need four tefachim between the sheet and the schach to make it possible. So iu omer le'el arba, right? And Rav Chisda is the one who said this. And he doesn't say you need four tefachim. Even if the sheet is directly over the schach, still it's possible if it's to catch the droppings. The kivin the mitzvah dalid sulo matzul lemeim rav no sukshayr. Another reason why this can't be is because if it's four tefachim away from the schach, then even if it's for decoration, it's possible, like we'll see. Right. The ha'iu posel the kamon benoy sukkah muflogin dal ben aschach mishum shnei schachim, because Rav Chisda Taka says even if it's for decoration, if it's four tefachim away from the schach, it's posel because it's two schachas, even if it's l'naosa. So it can't be talking because of two schachs. The reason it's posel is because the schach posel passels the schach kosher mevatelit. Okay. Okay, Smar says, let's bring a raya that if it's lina osa, and it's directly over the schach, the way we're learning now, right, that it's kosher. Sichecha kehilchasa, you made the schach kosher kehilchasa, the itra, right, the schach itself is silso meruba mechamsa. The itra bekromim, and now you decorated it with what's it called, with different kinds of tapestries, of a sadin namatsuyorim, different kinds of painted sheets, the talaba egozim, shkedim, afarskin, you hung all kinds of nuts from the schach, that's what we think now, brimonim, parchile anovim, atorah shel shibolim, yeno shmo, you put wine and oil in glass, what's it called, the containers, to beautify the sukkah, noy sukkah. The slossos and all kinds of what's it called, the flour in glass containers. So also the stafik mehen, ad motzi yontifah from shulchag. You're not allowed to have any hanoi, you can't use them till the end of sukkahs, till Motzei, what's it called, Yom Tov HaAchron Shochad. Okay? The reason being that they're hooked to the mitzvah. They're muktzah for the mitzvah of Sukkah, and therefore, what's it called? They're muktzah, the whole Yom Tov. You can't use them. They're hooked to the mitzvah. They're muktzah for the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Sukkah, and anything's hooked to the mitzvah, so becomes muktzah to move on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and muktzah to use for any other purpose during Chol HaMoed. That's called hooked to the mitzvah. So you can't use it till Motzei, what's it called, Shmini Atzeres. Okay. Vim hisna lehem. Hakol afitno. But if you made a tnai and you said that I don't have intention to be mocked to them for the mitzvah, whenever I want to use them, I'll use them, and I don't separate myself from them. The entire Bein Hashmoshes, right, of when Yom Tov came in. So since I made a tnai and I didn't have intention to totally designate them for the sake of the sukkah, I left it that I can use them whenever I want, and I said I'm not going to separate myself from these things. The entire Bein Hashmoshes, according to Rashi, of the first day, and after that, all the days are considered like one day, and since you didn't separate yourself from the first Bein Hashmoshes, the rest of the Yom Tov it's mutter. And if it should fall off or whatever, you can use it, move it, it's not hooked to the mitzvah. According to the Ramban, you have to make a tnai for every single Bein Hashmoshes. Each day is a separate thing. You can make a tnai in the beginning. I'm not separating myself from this every single day, the whole Bein Hashmoshes. So it never became hooked to the mitzvah. So when the day came in, already I wasn't separating myself. The melech not muktzah for that day. Okay, and each day is a separate thing. According to Rashi, as long as you made this tnai the first Bein Hashmoshes, it helps for the whole Yom Tov. Okay, Rashi, look at Rashi. Bikromim hamitzuyorim, maisa oring, different kinds of tapestries, woven things. Can go big day tshivodim shikorim uvrayim. The sadina matziorim shitzurasim boletes, the maisa rokein. These are things that have embroidery. Or maisa oreg, right? Either they're woven or what's it called, like needlepoint or embroidery. Yeno shimonim nosim bekosher shel zchuchis lenoi. You put wines up and oils in glass things so you can see them. They look nice. What was the tnai? That you say, when you put them up, I'm not separating myself from these. In other words, I'm not designating these for the mitzvah, right? I'm not separating myself from them, the entire Bein Hashmoshes of the first day. So when the first day came in, I clearly was not separated from these things. I didn't have intention to designate them for the sake of the mitzvah. I'm leaving them there temporarily. When I want to use them, I can use them. Then the kedusha is not chal on them, and they're not hooked to the mitzvah. So, v'hachi mokin lo meseches beya ba mevi utzno achrin lo mahanibu. No other tznai helps. This tznai is the tznai you have to make. Ktani miya sadonim behind the siyot. It says that you could put up sheets, right, for noy sukkah mashma on the shach. Shemora says dilma min atzad itmar. Dilma min atzad. Right? No, maybe it's talking put the sheets on the walls, not over the shach. There's no raya from here that you can put sheets up for noy sukkah, right, and it won't be mevatel the schach. No raya, but that's, Rav Chisda said that's the halacha. But we try to bring a raya from here, it's no raya, because could be it's talking over here where you hung them on the walls, not on the schach. This tosus over here, famous tosus, even though it's nothing really to do with our sugya, it says it's mukta ad motzei Yom Tov Achron Shochad. Yet we have a halacha of an esrig, right, is mutter already on Shmini Atzeres. Right? The sukkah is also till Motzei Shmini Atzeres, even though you don't use the esrog on Shmini Atzeres, so it's not hooked to the mitzvah anymore, and you don't use the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, because it's, and so it's not hooked to the mitzvah anymore. Why are these things also till Motzei Shmini Atzeres? They should be mutter already on Motzei, what's it called, at the end of Hoshana Rabbah, because there's no more sukkah. It's not hooked to the mitzvah anymore. So Tosa says, by why by Esrog is it mutter taka on Shmini Atzeres, and it's not also till the end of Shmini Atzeres. So Tosa says like this: first the Esrog. The Esrog is what's it called? You finished being Yotzei Esrog on Hoshana Rabbah. You're not going to be Yotzei Esrog Bein Hashmoshes. So therefore, what's it called? There's no more mitzvah of Esrog past the daytime of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Okay? Now, even though when Yom Tov came in, it's Muktzah, because maybe, Bein Hashmashas, it was Muktzah. Because maybe it's Hoshana Rabbah. Bein Hashmashas is Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. If it's daytime, then it's Hoshana Rabbah, and it's still Huktzah L'mitzvasa. Right? But, and then we should say, Migo Diskatzoi L'Bein Hashmashas, since it was Muktzah when Yom Tov came in, Bein Hashmashas, it remains Muktzah the whole day. So the Chor of the Esrog should be Muktzah the whole Shmini Atzeres. Says Tosus, no. Since the only reason this Esrog would be Muktzah is if it's the seventh day, if it's Hoshana Rabbah, so that doesn't create his Katzoi L'Kule Yoma. When do we say Nigud is Katzoi? When Shabbos comes in, right, if something is Muktzah, when Shabbos comes in, Sofik, Ben Hashmashas, right, then the reason it's Muktzah is because maybe it's Shabbos. So since it was Muktzah, Sofik, when Shabbos came in, because of Shabbos, it remains Muktzah L'Kule Shabbos. But if something is only Muktzah, because maybe it's not Shabbos, it's not Yom Tov, maybe it's still the seventh day, right? But if it would be Yom Tov for sure, it wouldn't be Muktzah, then that's not enough to cause it to be Muktzah the whole day of Yom Tov, because of what it became Muktzah, Beit HaShemoshes, because maybe it was the day before. That you don't say Migul Diskatzoi because of the previous day. You only say Migul Diskatzoi since it was Muktzah, Beit HaShemoshes, because of the coming day, it remains Muktzah the entire day, even if the reason for the Muktzah goes away. But if it was Muktzah Ben HaShemoshos, because maybe it was the previous day, that can't make it Muktzah for the coming day. So it's just Sukkah, then it should be the same thing. But Sukkah is different. Because Sukkah is not just Muktzah, Machmas, Migul Diskatzoi. Because when Ben HaShemoshos came in, we weren't sure. But Sukkah, Lamaisa, if you had to eat Ben HaShemoshos, you'd have to eat in the Sukkah. You'd still have a mitzvah, misafik, of eating in the Sukkah. Leil Shmini Atzeres. Right? Esrog, you're ready with Yotzeh. You don't have to do it again. But Sukkah, every meal is a new thing. So if you had a meal, Ben HaShemoshes, you'd have to eat it in the Sukkah. So it's the poem, Iskatzoi, L'mitzvoso, Ben HaShemoshes, even though it's for the day before, there where L'maisa, you'd have to fulfill the mitzvah, Ben HaShemoshes, there what's it called, we say that it's Muktzah even for the coming day, even though the mitzvah is on the day before, the Sofik of the day before. Okay. The Gemara says, Itmar, noi sukkah, ein mematin besukkah. Noi sukkah, don't, what's it called, take away from the measurements of the sukkah. They're buckled to the sukkah. Omer avashi, uminatzad mematin. But on the side, they are memait. Okay, let's see Rashi. Dil meminatzad, right, we're trying to bring a raya that you could put up sheets on the schach for lenoi, and it'll be kosher. The Gemara says, no, maybe the sheets that we're talking about were on the walls. Litfonus kamer. Avalamala e malach afilu lenosa nomi mesachit makabel tuba korilet. But if you put it on the top, even if it's to decorate the schach, that's called schach, and it passels the other schach. Ein mematim kromim haprusim lamala lenoi. Ein mematim begova mi esim lachshira. If you have a sukkah that's 20 amas, more than 20 amas high, and you put up sheets, right, and because of the thickness of the sheet, now it's less than 20 amas to the sheet. So we don't say that that's mamayit the amount, because lamaisa the schach is still more than 20 amas high, and this is not schach. At best, it's bottled to the schach, so it can't be considered a miut in the 20 amas. The lab min schachaninu, it's not schach, so the schach is still 20 amas high. The is schach havu havi mitzvah mishum mekabel tuma, because one of schach. If you consider it schach, it's possible because it's schach possible. If you don't consider it schach and it's bottled to the schach, then you don't consider it what's it called that it's mamayit the 20 amas. The lola post mishum pachas miyud. Same thing goes with less than yud. If you have schach that's higher than 10 tefachim and you have a sheet under it to make it look nice, then the sukkah is still kosher because lamaisa. The sheet is not the schach. The schach is higher than 10 tefachim. And it's not the same as what's it called, as Tosus says, as where the huchin are yoreit, right? Because there you can't live. It's something's here, something's there. It's a diras rucha. But over here, it's nice decoration. You can live in the sukkah. The sheet doesn't make it that much problem. And the mail is what's it called, full kosher. Uminatzad namatim lumishir zayin tefachim. But if you put them on the walls, right, and you have sheets on the walls, and it makes the sukkah less than seven tefachim, then it's mamayim. Da'ena machzek is rosh shavurua v'shulchanah, because l'maisi you won't be able to fit in it. But what difference does it make why you can't fit into the sukkah? You can't fit into the sukkah, right? The what's it called? The area that you have to sit in has been decreased because of the sheets. Okay. Min yomin avdei de ravashi it mishola kesonta b'maya vishtatcha ametalta. Ravashi's slave, Minyamin, right, got wet. His coat got wet. And he put it over the schach to dry out. Omer le Ravashi dalya. So Ravashi said, get it off the schach. The lo lame rule come esachache b'dovra makabal tuma. People shouldn't think that we're using it for schach. They bring a riot to here to toast the shita to Rabbeinu Tam. That l'chora, why didn't he say, take it off because you're passing my sukkah? Because this is schach pasul, it's makabal tuma, it's a beged. And even if the sukkah is, the schach is kosher, schach pasul, according to Rashi, pasuls it. Why do you say, because of Marisayin? People will say we're using schach pasul.
Maybe because he wasn't doing the sukkah at that time.
Okay, that's what some Rishonim say. But Maisa, they bring a raya from the Menier, it's mashman that they were in the sukkah at the time. And the only reason that it was a problem was there was Marisayin. But it, not that it pasuled the sukkah. Right?
But
no, we'll pasul the sukkah.
The whole sukkah.
Yeah, we'll pasul the whole sukkah. So you put up the thing, that part of the sukkah is like there's no schach there, but what? So why didn't it say that was what's it called, that it was pasul? Another terrorist could be that it wasn't big enough. What? No, it depends where it is. But I'm saying, mashma over here, that it was mesachachi b'dover makabal tumah. That if that in itself would have been schach, there was otherwise no marzai. Right? Must have been that this could have been schach by itself. So you see over here, even if the sukkah was kosher without that, which it must have been, right, still that apostle. Still, what's it called? That wouldn't have apostled. It only else Marisai, but not else Pesul. So some say that it's like talking when they weren't in the sukkah. That wasn't the problem. The problem was how it would look when they're Hanami, when they went to the sukkah, he would take it off. But the only problem when they're not in the sukkah is else Marisai. Mara says, Bahaka Chazile Deretiva. People see it's wet. They see it's up there for drying, not for the sake of Srat. Mar says l'chiya beisha kamina en chanami. When it was wet, you didn't have to take it off because there's no marasai. It's clear that it's up there to dry. I was talking about when it dries, and you would leave it there when it's dry. Then people wouldn't think it's up there to dry because it's dry. So if you think you're using it for schach, that's when I told you to take it off. Rashi, et misha nishor of a mayim. His clothes got soaking wet. V'haka chazu le'deretiva shehilecha mukhcha milsa du'enag v'shatchua v'lo v'schach. There's no marasai, and people know he's putting it up there to dry out. It's wet. V'chiyav shakamin aloch v'titishkala. I meant to take it off when it's dry. Itma. Noi sukkah muflaga mimena arba. You have noi sukkah that are separated from the schach. They hang down more than four tefachim. So Rav Nachman omer k'sheira. If Nachman says it's kosher, right, you're still not considered under two schach, since it's lenoi, it's for beautification, it's not considered a second schach. So you're not sitting under that second thing, right? The shiloh over here is, some will learn that it's talking where the schach, it's really big noi sukkah, right? Gigantic things or whatever. And the nail of this noi sukkah would be tzilsa merubi mechamsa. If you wouldn't have any schach, these things would make enough shade. So then it's two schachs. But if the noi sukkah is chamsa merubi tzilsa, it's not, doesn't pass. It doesn't consider it like two schachs. And other Rishonim learned that's talking even if the noi sukkah is what's it called, less than, it's not, it's chamsa merub mitzilsa, but it's at least a tefa. Then already it's like, what's it called, sitting under another schach, another ohel, and it passes. Okay. So Rav Nachman says, even if it's four tefachim away from the schach, it's still kosher. Rav Chizda, Rav Barabhuna, Amrei Psula. They say it's possible. Rashi, noy sukkah, sadinin hapusin takas sach lenoy. From Rashi's mashman, it's only talking about those kind of noy sukkah that themselves would be tzilsum miruba mechamsa. Because it's talking about sheets, not talking about small decorations or whatever. Psula mishum oel mapsik. Because you have an ohel that's mapsik between you and the schach. Dishtachach de logoni besukkah. You're not sleeping in the sukkah, you're sleeping in a different ohel. Lurav Nachman, kivul the noy sukkah, yavinu batla gaba. And according to Rav Nachman, since it's made for the beautification of the sukkah, it's bottled to the schach, and it's not considered another olah. That's the machlokas. So now the Gemara says like this. Rav Chista v'Rabba Barav Huna equal the Bei Reish Kalusa. Rav Chista and Rabba Barav Huna visited by the Reish Kalusa. Agninu Rav Nachman besukkah shenoyim uflogim imena arba tfachim. And Rav Nachman put him into a sukkah where the noy sukkah were four tefachim away from the schach. They were hanging down more than four tefachim. And ishtiku, they didn't say anything. Velo amrule velo midi. They didn't say anything. They didn't protest. L'chora, this was totally in their machlokas. Rav Nachman held the sukkah was kosher, the shitasa. But he knew that Rav Chisda and Rav Abravuna held it was possible. Yet he still put them in the sukkah. So they bring a raya from here that if I hold something as kosher and somebody else holds it straight, I'm allowed to give it to the other person as long as he knows it's nicker what it is. He can decide to take it or not, but I'm not over lifnei either. Because I hold it's kosher. I'm not giving him something straight. For me, it's kosher. And he thinks it's straight, fine, so he'll decide if he wants to eat it or not. If I don't tell him what it is, right, he thinks that it's, what's it called, 100% kosher, and he holds it's kosher, I can't do that. Then I'm fooling him. But if I tell him, look, what's it called, I hold from this hechsher, right? If you don't hold from it, don't eat it. But I hold it's kosher, so I'm not overlifting either, since for me it's kosher. Okay. So Omer Lahu Hadrabu Rabbanim Ishmaisayu. He says, you came around to realize that I'm right. You had charata that you hold this sukkah is possible. Obviously, you're not making a big deal about it. You obviously came around to hold like me that it's kosher. Omrulei, anan shluchei mitzvah nan, upturim min asukkah. Now, we're shluchei mitzvah, we're potter from the sukkah, and if we start looking for another sukkah, we wouldn't be able to do our mitzvah properly, Tosa says. Right? Otherwise, shluchei mitzvah are not potter. They're only potter if being in the sukkah is going to prevent them from doing the mitzvah. So this is the only available sukkah, and had they, what's it called, looked around for another sukkah, they wouldn't have been able to do their mitzvah properly, so they're potter from sukkah. So we slept in your sukkah because we don't consider it a sukkah, but we could sleep in the house too. So therefore, we're parted from sukkah. That's why we didn't say anything. Okay, Rashi, Rav Nachman ab Beisin Hoya, v'nogid u'mitzava b'beisro shkola, v'osin al-piv. Rav Nachman was the one who gave the orders in the house of the Reish Galusa, because he was the ab Beisin, and he's the one who took care of the arrangements of where Rav Chizden and Rabbi Rav Huna should sleep, which sukkah. Shluchei mitzvanan l'hakbu p'nei rosh kola. We came to the Mekayim the mitzvah of Hakbolas Pnei Reish Golan. If we'd go to another sukkah, wouldn't be Mekayim that mitzvah. We wouldn't be able to be around when the Reish Golan was here. So we have to sleep in the sukkah on his premises. The Chayiv Onim Lahakbu Pnei Rabba Beregel. It's a mitzvah to be Mekabel Pnei Rabba Beregel, and the Reish Galusa was considered like their Rebbe, Upatrinan. Kiddushnan Lekamon, Shluchei Mitzvah Ptum in a sukkah. People are Shluchei Mitzvah, Potter from the sukkah. So we didn't make a big deal. We're not in the sukkah, but we're a Potter from sukkah. Om Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel, and it could be also if they would have taken down the sheets, also would have taken them a time or whatever, so or they didn't have a right to take down the sheets. Om Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Mutar Lishon B'Kila B'Sukkah, Afal Pishyesh V'Gad, V'Hu She'ena Gavo Asar. So Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, you're allowed to sleep in a kila. Now again, there's three different kinds of things. There's Naklitin, there is Kinuf, and there is kila, okay? The naklitim and the kinuf, the naklitim is where it's spread over the whole top of the bed, straight. The what's it called? The kinuf is where it's spread over the whole top of the bed. Naklitim is where it doesn't have a ten, but it's kavua. Both of those are kavua in the bed. And a kila is just a temporary thing. It's like a mosquito net, okay? It's not what's it called, not kavua. A net wouldn't be fit into this anyway. Forget about the net. We're talking about something solid. A net is only solid because of lavud. if there's more space than clothes, and a net you could sleep in no matter what, because you don't say love of l'chumra. But here we're talking about a real sheet. So there's three kinds of things. Two of them are kavu in the bed. One has a gag and one doesn't. And the kila doesn't have a gag, and it's not kavua. It's only aroi. So what Shmuel said is you're allowed to sleep under a kila, right, even if it has a gag, as long as it's not 10 tefachim high. Right? Sometimes the kila could have a tefach of a gag, and sometimes it's a canopy. So according to this, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, a kila even with a gag is okay, because it's not kavua, and it's not 10 tefachim high. So a gag without 10 tefachim is not considered another ohel, and you're sleeping in the ohel of the sukkah. Your ohel's in the ohel of the sukkah. It's like it covers over you. Okay, it's not like you're in a different ohel. Toshma, hayoshin bekila besukkah lo yitzlich avosu. Right, Bukhar is a brisa that says, if you sleep under a kila, you're not yotze. Mara says, hachma yaskin and bishigavo asara. That brisa is talking where the kila is 10 tefachim high. If it's 10 tefachim high, then it's considered another reshus, and you're not sleeping in the reshus of the sukkah, you're sleeping in the reshus that's in the sukkah. And mele, it's what's it called, you're not yotze. Meisve. Okay, kila sirash, kila haprusa svivo samita, the apopi sheyesh lo gag, here it's talking about the kind of kila that has a gag. Again, there's two kinds of kilos, and they're both temporary. Not like naklitin and kinuf, which are permanent. So a kila which isn't permanent, it's not permanently connected to the bed. So that makes it less of an oel. Right? It's only like an oel aroi. And it has a roof, but it's not 10 tefachim high, that's good enough to machshir it. It has two things in its favor. It's not kavua, and it's not 10 tefachim high. It has one thing bad, it has a roof. It's what you call it, it's at least a tefach wide. Okay. V'hu she'ena gavo asor min amita. The butzer mi gavo asor lavo alahu. Less than 10 tefachim is not considered an ohel, so it's like you have covers over you. And the mele, you're in the sukkah, and the what's it called, with this kila over you, you're yotzei. Okay, meisve. Hayoshen tachas hamita besukkah lo yotzei dechavoso. Right, if you sleep under the bed, you're not yotzei. So the chora, it's what's it called, it's mashma, it's not 10 tefachim high, that's what the Gemara thinks now, right? If it's less than 10 tefachim high, why should the bed prevent you from being yotzei with the sukkah? It's like you're under the covers. Where it says, Shmuel said that halacha, right, that sleeping under the bed, you're not yotzei, is only where the bed is 10 tefachim over the ground. And then you're in a different ohel. But enochanami, if the bed would be less than 10 tefachim, it's like you're under the covers, no problem. What?
Covers are
bottled. No, bottled to you. They're not bottled. You're sleeping under the covers. But the covers are not considered in another reshus. So you and the covers are in the sukkah. Nothing is bottled to you. Your clothing is bottled to you. Your blanket's not bottled to you. Toshma. O Shapiris al Gaba Kinofos Psura. Right? Our Mishnah says that if you put a sheet over the four bedposts, it's parcel. Mar says, Hasam Nami, the Gvi Asara, Enachanami. You could say that's talking where the bedposts are 10 tefachim high. And it's another oil. Mar says, Vahalok Tani Hachi. Right, Mice doesn't say that. Titania, Naklitin, Shnayim, the Kinopos are Bo. Right, the difference between Naklitin and Kinopos is Naklitin are two, one at the head of the bed in the middle, and one at the feet of the bed in the middle. And the Sadin that goes over it is, comes to a point, right, like a canopy. And Kinopos are four, Pirus Agabi Kinopos, Psuva, Agabi Naklitin, Shera. Uvilvad, Shaluyu, Naklitin, Gavoyim, and Amit, Asar. Right? And even the naklitin, which doesn't come to a head, is only kosher if there's not 10 tefachim. Okay, mashma, that the kinuf, right, is pasul even if it's less than 10 tefachim. Because even the naklitin, which are kosher, is only if it's less than 10 tefachim. Mashma, that the, kinofos are pasul even if it's less than 10 tefachim. Because that's the case where the makritim is kosher. So you see that even less than 10 tefachim is possible. Right? Michlal de kinofos apa pisheinam gavoy masora. So it's a shani kinofos de kdi. No, it's different. Between that and a kila. Shmuel said it's din by a kila. Again, we said that is two milas. It's not 10 tefachim, and it's not kavua. But it has one chisaron, that it's what's it called, that it has a roof. But But kinofos have two chesaronos. One chesaron is that it's kavua. Secondly, it has a roof. The only mile it has, it's not ten tefachim, that's still possible. That's still considered an oel, even if it's not ten tefachim. But if it's kavua, and it has a roof, even if it's less than ten tefachim, that even Shmuel would agree is possible. I Yomar says, Vahari sukkah gabi sukkah dekviya. V'omar Shmuel kech shirah kach psula. How about the case where you have two schachs? Mamas, sukkah gabi sukkah. What's it called? Shmuel said that it's the same way that you, it's kosher, is the same way it's possible. In other words, you need ten tefachim. But if it's less than ten tefachim, it won't be considered two sukkahs. Right? If one of them is less than ten tefachim, the top one is less than ten tefachim over the bottom one, it's not considered two sukkahs. Because a sukkah of less than ten tefachim is not good. And still, it's kavua. So you see that it has all three chesronos. It's, well, two chesronos. It's less than ten tefachim, that's a mila. It's kavua, and it has a gag. And still, Shmuel says it's kosher. Amrei hosam de la mitzel sukkah ba'asora, hochad le shavye o'ala, batzer me'asora no me'havi o'ala. Over there, where you want to passel it because sukkah tachas sukkah, right? Two sukkahs, two schachs. There you need, there should be a kosher sukkah. But over here, you don't want to make it a two kosher sukkahs. That's not the problem. The problem is you're in a different ohel, and you're not in the sukkah, right? In the first case, the case where the schach al gabi schach, you're sitting under the schach, in the bottom sukkah. The psul is that now you have two sukkahs above you. So if the top sukkah doesn't have ten tefachim, it's not two sukkahs. But over here, the psul is you're sitting in an ohel, not in the sukkah. And even less than 10 tefachim is considered an oel. And therefore it passes. If it has two chesronos. It's kavua, and it has a gag. Even less than 10 tefachim passes. Okay. Rashi. V'hu she'ino gavo asora min anita. If it has to be less than 10 tefachim off the bed. The botzer mi gov asora lav alala. Less than 10 tefachim is not an oel. The Marshal's Holoktani, Hachim of Braisa, the Mefarish Lubegavo, the Braisa explains the Mishnah, the Hachitana, Naklitim Shnayim, Kedipirashti, Le'el, Yotzim Bem, Tzamitla, Marshilsa, Margalosa. Naklitim is where it comes to a point, and it's spread over two poles, with a pole over them, from the middle of the bed, the Kvi. So the Marshal says, no, Naklitim is different, Kinofos is different than Akila. Akila is temporary. Right, avokila lo kviya bechazka ki kinofos hilka kilo gavo asor lo chashiv. Since it's only an oel aroy, right, less than ten tefachim, it's not considered an oel. But something kavua, even less than ten tefachim, is considered an oel. Hasan v'la mitzvah sukkah kaasya mishum sukkah tachas sukkah. In the case where you're sitting under the schach, but there's another schach over that, it has to be ten tefachim to be another sukkah to be possible. Because if it's not another sukkah, it's not sukkah al gabi sukkah. But kechshera katzula kol kamad lo mikri alyona sukkah lo mitzvah tachzona. But harchad lo shav yoel. Well, here the psul is a different psul. You're sitting under the schach of the sukkah, but you're sitting under a different oel. Is that an oel? Are you in the sukkah? Are you in this oel? And the oel's in the sukkah, but you're not in the sukkah. Then it depends if it's an oel or not. Harchad lo shav yoel shelo yashin tachtav. You shouldn't be sleeping under a different oel. Then, what's it called? Even less than 10 tefachim is called an oel. Avol shara sukkah sheirah. The rest of the sukkah is kosher. You don't want to passel the sukkah. You want to say you're not in the sukkah. You're in a different oel. Batzer mi'asor, no mi'havi oel. Hecha dekviya. Where it's kavua, and it has a roof. Right? Even if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's considered another oel, and you're not in the sukkah. You're in a different oel.